This is Barry Mack. Here's a story about Brendan Graham. He's one of Ireland's most famous lyricists and songwriters. He wrote the lyrics for the 2002 song You Raise Me Up. Ralph Loveland, who composed the music, was inspired by The Whitest Flower, Graham's first novel. Ralph Loveland asked the songwriter novelist to write lyrics to his melody called Silent Story at the time. You Raise Me Up was a huge international hit for Irish boy band Westlife. It's been covered by different artists almost 400 times. It was number one in the US Hit Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart for Josh Groban, remaining at number one for 6 weeks. It also topped the Billboard Christian chart for the group Sela, leading it to be awarded millionaire status by the American Performing Rights Society, BMI, meaning that it has been broadcast over 1 million times on American radio. Brendan Graham wrote four of Ireland's entries into the Eurovision Song Contest, including two winning entries, Rock and Roll Kids, which won in 1994, and The Voice, the winner of the 1996 contest. He also wrote the 1976 entry, When, which was sung by Red Hurley, and in 1985 entry, Wait Until the Weekend Comes, performed by Maria Christian. He's written several songs for Celtic Woman, including the lyrics of O America. And for a similar group, Celtic Thunder, Graham wrote songs including My Land, Voices, and Always There, written especially for Emmett Cahill, a member of Celtic Thunder. When British composer Paul Mellor wrote a lullaby for Prince George, son of William, and Catherine, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Brendan Graham was invited to write the lyrics. It is entitled Sleep On. One of Brendan's very famous songs, Orphan Girl, has recently been sung by a lady called Nicola O'Hare. She has a beautiful voice, and of course it's always available to be heard. Another one of his songs, Switzer's Window, is performed most years by Patrick Bergen, the movie director. Brendan Graham's songs have sold in excess of 100 million units. They've been recorded by artists across the musical genre and amassed over 2 billion internet views. You Raise Me Up is one of the most successful songs in the history of popular music, recorded in over 50 languages by over 1,000 artists. Just one of the 100 songs that define America. A History from the 1700s to Today by music professor J.E. Perrone. You Raise Me Up has been performed through the years at official Ground Zero 9/11 commemorations, with a special tribute to New York firefighters at Madison Square Garden in 2002. The United Nations, twice at the Nobel Peace Prize, at the Super Bowl, the White House, reopening of America's National Civil Rights Museum, opening of Northern Ireland Assembly, Olympic Games, Queen Elizabeth's visit to Ireland, Pope Francis' visit to the United States, Ireland's 1916 centenary concert, the Seoul Winter Olympics, and at the first East-West Peace Concert in Moscow. So many places for such a beautiful song. In 2020, in a Quincy Jones coronavirus pandemic initiative, You Raise Me Up entered the history books as a song in the world's biggest ever virtual piano recital. In 2021, the 9/11 20th anniversary, You Raise Me Up was part of the commemoration events across the United States. Coming Together, Tabernacle Choir and the Orchestra at Temple Square, Salt Lake City, America Resilience, Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, International Association of Firefighters, Fallen Firefighter Memorial Service, Colorado Springs. Brendan Graham, indeed, is a very special character, well-loved throughout the world. He's written a best-selling series of three novels, The Whitest Flower, The Element of Fire, and the brightest day the darkest night. The whitest fire was set during Ireland's great famine. The element of fire continues the story. Nigh a widow, Ellen Ruhr O'Malley flees her native land for Boston and the New World. With her are two surviving children, Patrick and Mary, and this silent girl, whom Helen had found wandering amongst the hordes of the dispossessed. The brightest day, the darkest night continues to track the life of Ellen Ruhr O'Malley and is set against the backdrop of the American Civil War. It explores the themes of forgiveness and longing and the changing role of women set free by war from the protection of their men. And so Brendan continues, and he does a lot of good around the world. He donates to many charities, good deeds that of course always go unmentioned. That's just another sign of the man's decency. Brendan Graham and Mary Kennedy. Now, Mary Kennedy was the first TV personality, former newscaster and writer. In addition to presenting Eurovision Song Contest in 1995 from the Point Theatre in Dublin, Mary Kennedy has also presented her own Saturday night show called Kennedy, a precursor to Saturday Night with Marion. These are shows, of course, shown in Ireland. Anyway, however, Brendan Graham and Mary Kennedy are to be honoured with this year's Hands of Kong Fame Award. They had their hands cast a week ago, and interestingly, it was done by a Queenslander, Mark Wade, now living in Mayo, and who sculpted the great statue of John Wayne carrying Maureen O'Hara from that fantastic movie made in 1952 called The Quiet Man. Previous recipients of the award were John Heehan, Matt Malloy, Ryan Tuberty, Daniel O'Donnell, and quite a few others. And it's delightful to see Brendan Graham and Mary Kennedy be awarded this wonderful award, Hands of Kong Fame Award. Well, there you go. That just sums up this man's life. And, of course, the Irish around the world are very, very proud of Brendan Graham. And we hope that he continues to do the marvellous work that he's doing. This is Barry Mack, Irish Australian Radio.